This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Business success brings with it certain burdens. You do better, expectations rise, competitors try to get in on the action, and pretty soon it's a whole new ballgame. Organic food sales grew 8% in this country last year, topping $40 billion, which is bringing big ag into the industry in a way it hasn't really been before, and thus putting a spotlight on all the certifying and inspecting that goes with that organic label. Marketplace's Andy Baxter looks at the kinks in the system as the organic market grows up.
A couple of years ago, Steve Ryder decided to go organic at his dairy in Minnesota. Some organic dairies were fetching twice as much for their milk as conventional producers. And Ryder, who's a third-generation farmer, was already doing some of the things organic dairies have to do, like letting his cows chomp grass out in this green pasture instead of just giving them corn or soybean feed.
A couple other guys told me you're 80% there now, so why not finish it and get that extra money.
Organic farmers have to accommodate animals' natural behaviors. For hens, that might mean foraging or fluffing their feathers in the dust. For cows, grazing. But a big thing that made Ryder hesitate was giving up synthetic herbicides. Those are forbidden under the organic program. Now, Ryder has to go into his fields with a tractor to attack weeds. It's less thorough, but he says it's turned out okay.
Yeah, you have a few weeds coming in the corn, some grass, but that's not a big deal. You know, it doesn't hurt the yield much at all, if anything.
To go organic, Ryder had to hire a company to certify him. It's one of 80 accredited by the USDA. He pulls a binder from his pickup truck and shows me just some of the elaborate documentation he has to keep.
This is this year's. So the whole farm's mapped out, and each field is numbered. We went around the whole farm, all the fields, because they want to see all the fields and make sure there's buffer zones in case you're against another farmer who has conventional crops.
That's to keep pesticides from drifting over onto his field. Ryder is 2 years into a required 3-year transition to organics. Next fall, he'll sell his milk through the co-op Organic Valley. He runs his dairy with his uncle and gets help from his brothers, wife, and son. Together, they milk 45 cows. It's the kind of small, family-run farm consumers might picture when they think organic. But that's changing. Organic industry watchdog Mark Castell is with the Cornucopia Institute. He estimates about half the organic milk sold in the U.S. now comes from dairies with 1,000 or more cows. Organics has become a big business.
We have livestock factories with as many as 15,000 cows on a, quote, organic operation.
And he says organic egg operations might house 1 million hens. He's concerned that some big farms are pushing the limits of organic standards.
Now that corporations have invested in organics, they would like to use that label for marketing purposes with as little encumbrance as possible in terms of their bottom line.
He says in their drive to get the price premiums of the organic label, corporations will spend as little on production costs as possible and cut corners. The integrity of organic imports is also a concern. Following a recent Washington Post investigation, the USDA found that some soybean shipments from Turkey had been sprayed with pesticides. They were fraudulently labeled organic. The USDA revoked the organic certification of a Turkish company involved. John Bobie is executive director of a marketing group for U.S. organic farmers. He claims the U.S. has become a dumping ground for questionably produced organic imported products.
There are some certification agencies that we think are absolutely at fault for either turning a blind eye or being negligent about the grain that's coming in from foreign countries.
He wants the USDA to beef up the oversight of organic imports with more inspectors and auditors. For its part, the USDA says it has systems to ensure foreign and domestic producers meet its standards. It suspended or revoked certification of more than 900 organic farms, ranches, and businesses in the past 5 years due to violations. Whether that's failing to meet organic standards in the way products are grown, processed, handled, or labeled. In Stillwater, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.